Texas Veterans Land Board. The Texas Veterans Land Board, VLB, a component of the Texas General Land Office, was created in 1946 to administer benefits exclusively for Texas veterans. The state of Texas administers this program. It is not related to the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, program. Since its creation, the program has funded more than 200,000 VLB loans for Texas veterans. Eligibility requirements. To qualify for any of the VLB programs, the applicant must be at least 18 years of age and a bona fide resident of Texas. A bona fide resident of Texas is one who is currently residing in Texas with the intent to remain Texas residents on active duty outside of the state, also meet residency requirements. The applicant must also have met military service requirements and, if discharged, have a discharge other than dishonorable note that VLB eligibility requirements differ from the federal VA program. Some individuals who do not qualify for federal VA benefits may qualify for VLB programs. Land loans. The VLB will finance the purchase of land situated in Texas on a 30-year fixed-rate loan at below-market rates. The loans are underwritten, funded, and serviced by the Texas Veterans Land Board. Characteristics of the loans include 5% down payment, 30-year term, survey required, either an acceptable existing survey or a new survey, deeded access from the land to a public road, 1 acre minimum, appraisal required, $150,000 maximum loan, home improvement loans. The VLB offers loans up to $50,000 for a 2 to 20 year term, or loans from $7,500 to $10,000 for a 2 to 10 year term for the improvement of the veteran's current home. The loans are FHA Title I, home improvement loans. Like the land loans, these loans are underwritten and funded directly by the VLB. Not all home improvements are eligible. Requirements include: the home being repaired must be wholly located in the state of Texas. The home must be the applicant's primary residence. Single-family dwellings, condominiums, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes are eligible. Duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes must be at least 5 years old. Modular or manufactured homes that are on a permanent foundation and are a part of the real estate, real property, may also be eligible, but the final decision on these types of loans will be determined by the VLB. The VLB must be in a first or second lien position. The home improvement program cannot be used for refinancing. Home loans. Home loans to veterans are available through the Veterans Housing Assistance Program, VHAP. Unlike land and home improvement loans, VHAPs are available through participating lenders. A veteran makes a loan application through a participating lender who follows the standard underwriting procedure. The loan can be an FHA, VA, or conventional loan. All of the regular program rules apply to the loan, including creditworthiness, property approval, and the loan-to-value ratio. The role of the VLB. After funding, the loan is sold to the Texas Veterans Land Board. In effect, the role of the VLB is that of a secondary market purchaser, much like Fannie Mae or any other secondary market investor. The primary benefit of obtaining a VLB home loan is that the loan is typically made at a below market rate of interest. Characteristics of the home loan include: exclusively for eligible Texas veterans, up to $726,200 for the home purchase, fixed rate loans of 15, 20, 25, or 30 years. Originates with a participating lender. Must be used for the purchase of a home, no refinance. Home must be the veteran's primary residence. Home must be in Texas. New homes must be ENERGY STAR registered or have a HERS index score of 75 or less. All of the VLB loan programs are subject to credit approval. For more information, visit www.texasveterans.com. Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, TDHCA. the Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs, TDHCA, is an agency responsible for affordable housing, housing-related and community service programs, and the regulation of the state's manufactured housing industry. The department's services address a broad spectrum of housing and community affairs issues, including low-interest mortgage financing, emergency food and shelter, rental subsidy, and energy assistance. The mission of the department is to serve the state's extremely low to moderate income populations. Funding priority is given to those populations most in need of services: extremely low, very low, and low-income households and individuals. The department accomplishes this mission by acting as a conduit for federal grant funds for housing and community services. However, because several major housing programs require the participation of private investors and private lenders, TDHCA also operates as a housing finance agency. TDHCA serves as a financial and administrative resource that helps provide essential services and affordable housing opportunities to Texans who qualify for this assistance based on their income level. Additionally, the department is a resource for educational materials and technical assistance for housing, housing-related, and community services matters. For more information on the TDHCA and its activities, visit the website at www.tdhca.state.tx.us.